where we finished up last night. And so by the grace of God, we're believing the Lord that we will move ahead at least $20,000 today. So we have a $10,000 matching fund from our friends Jim and Julie that's going to start the morning off. And we'll be talking a little more about that. All right. Let's see. We are at the top of the hour. So I don't know if the computer is going to want to jump off on us or what it's going to do, but we're just going to get right into the Word of God. We are in the book of 1 Kings this morning. 1 Kings. And 1 Kings, I'm going to just read a bit from Solomon. And there are other accounts that speak to this, but we're looking at it in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 54. 1 Kings 58. I'm sorry, 1 Kings 8, verse 54. When Solomon finished making these prayers and requests to the Lord, now he's building the temple, completed the temple, and it was quite a large project. He stood up in front of the altar of the Lord. Look at his posture. He's standing in front of the altar of the Lord, where he had been kneeling with his hands raised toward heaven. He started out on his knees with his hands raised to heaven. Now he is standing up. Verse 55, he stood there and he shouted this blessing over the entire community of Israel. Of course, they didn't have sound systems. So it's not like, they'd been setting up speakers all through the night to be all ready for his proclamation here. So he is shouting over the entire nation of Israel. He's shouting into the atmosphere. He's shouting a declaration before the Lord and before all of the people. And guess who hears when you lift up a shout to God? The enemy must cower when you begin to praise the Lord. Look at this, verse 56. Praise the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the wonderful promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never forsake us. May he give us the desire to do his will in everything and to obey all the commands, the laws, and regulations that he gave our ancestors. And may these words that I have prayed in the presence of the Lord be before him constantly, day and night, so that the Lord our God may uphold my cause and the cause of his people Israel, fulfilling our daily needs. And look at verse 60. May people all over the earth know that the Lord is God. We could just stop there. That is a great proclamation. Do you agree with that this morning? Can you, in whatever way, you might not want to wake the rest of the house up, so you may not want to shout real loud in your house, I don't know. But if you're in your car, who cares what the neighbor thinks that's driving next to you? I think that's a great thing to shout. May people all over the earth know that the Lord is God and that there is no other God. And may you, his people, always be faithful to the Lord our God. May you always obey his laws and commands, just as you are doing today. That really grabbed my attention. May people all over the earth know that the Lord is God and that there is no other God. Right here at WCNO, it is our mission to lift up Jesus Christ and to bring the good news to you. And the good news is found so clearly and really in a very short number of words in John 3:16. You know it, don't you? Why don't we say it together? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the purpose of WCNO. We are here to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ so that All men everywhere that comes under the sound or the reach of this ministry, think about what is taking place today. We've had Alan Love talking about the media and how media has transformed the delivery of the gospel. I remember when the newspapers, printed books, magazines, we had cassette tapes, we had eight tracks, we had reel-to-reels. There's been all kinds of different mediums, CDs, DVDs, you know, the internet. And what about your phone? How many of you are able to pull up great Christian programming? You know, you can do that. You can find WCNO right there on your phone. Put it in, go search for the app. You may have an Apple or an Android, and you can find us there, WCNO.com, at, or 89.9 FM, WCNO. You can find us. You can listen to us. You can be out in the ocean. You can be up in the mountains. You can be in other countries. You can be up in the north if you're a snowbird. And wherever you are, almost, you may be able to find this uplifting ministry. And isn't that an awesome thing? So as we come to you today, and we thank you for your support over the years, 35 years, WCNO has been broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you think about it, Florida has a lot of people coming and going over those years. There have been a lot of people that have heard the gospel. And so today is our day. Today we hear the gospel. Others actually had vision for this ministry to be established. They worked hard. They put their money together. They invested. And today we're in this little building over here on Map Road in Palm City, Florida, and we are here sending the message over to an antenna that's out west of town, kind of out in the middle of the woods, but from there it reaches into the north, up and down the coast. It goes from up around Melbourne down. Some of you are listening this morning in Miami. It reaches around Lake Okeechobee to the communities, Clewiston, Belglade, Okeechobee, all those communities around Lake Okeechobee. And many of you who are over in the western Bahama Islands are able to listen to this ministry as well. So we applaud you as the body of Christ for having vision to reach beyond your doors and maybe beyond your shore, to reach other people who need the gospel, and to be encouraged as you listen yourself. So why not today prayerfully just ask the Father, Father, what would you have me to give to keep this ministry strong and on the air for another 6 months? That's what we're asking for. We're not asking for 10 years. We don't have to build the station today. Praise God, it's built. We don't have to replace the transmitter. Back a couple years ago, a lot of you gave to that. Our new transmitter is still new. It's working well. We thank God for that. We now have new software that I'm trying to learn how to use here in WCNO, because the other software was just beyond its days and no longer supported. But little by little, God bless me to come in with what an awesome crew, and with David and Karen and with Sherry. And together we have been able to see the Lord repair, replace, renew, restore, and we have things put back into good, proper order. And so we thank God for that. Well, as we are opening the morning, we want to lift up prayer for those of you that are listening today. Some of you are heading off to work. Some are up getting your family together. Some of you are preparing maybe lunch or breakfast, and maybe you have some hungry mouths around your table that are looking forward to eating. Yes. Or maybe you're just driving by and you're going to step in the station, like our friend has just done. We have an angel that just showed up here, and this is the same angel that showed up with that opening morning matching funds challenge from Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6. And so it's great to have him stopping in for a couple minutes. I know he's out on the road. And so we want to thank you for praying with us, believing with us, standing with us, and giving today, because this is one of the two times during the year when we come to you and asking you for your support. And so we are just going to bow for a moment of prayer, ask you to join us as we do that. Then we're going to give the phone numbers out. And if you're driving down the road, my son always reminded me, Dad, keep your eyes open. You're driving. And I would start praying and close my eyes. No, Dad, you keep your eyes open. And I believe that's scriptural, because Jesus told the disciples in the garden to watch and pray. Amen. So if you're driving, please be watching where you're going. Father, we just speak and declare a blessing over our region, over our state, over our nation. Father, we pray for our president. We pray for President Trump. We pray for his family. We pray for those in the Senate, those in the Congress. Father, we pray for those that stand left and those that stand right. Everybody needs God. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs to be saved. And we pray for mercy and grace over our land. And we pray, Father, that every place that corruption is found, that it would be exposed. We pray, Father, that truth would be established in the hidden places. We pray, Father, for husbands and wives and children. We pray over our schools. We pray for protection over our students, over the elementary, the preschool, the middle school, the high school, and higher levels of education. We pray for first responders today, those officers who are on the streets, in offices that are working to keep protection in our land. We pray over them. We pray for the military today. Father, that you would protect them. We pray, Father, for those that are in high positions making decisions in the state of Florida and across our nation and in our capital, that you will guide them and lead them. We pray for an awakening in our land, that our nation will bow its knees and come back to God, that we will repent of our sins and return to you. We pray, Father, that today would be a day of salvation, that today would be a day of revival, that today would be a day of miraculous intervention of God. Some of you need to be saved. You need to surrender your life. Some of you are prodigals, and you need to come back home to God. Some of you are wandering sheep. Some are pastors and spiritual leaders in churches. We lift you up. We pray that your arms would be strengthened, that you would be led by the Holy Spirit. Father, we need you in America. We need you right here in Florida. We need you on the Treasure Coast. We need you in our personal lives. We need you at WCNO. And Father, we do not desire to be simply a religious distributor of information, but we desire that the life and the power and the anointing and the transforming work of God would move through these airways today. And Father, that over the state of Florida, as we reach out, that there would be a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord keep the people safe. May you be safe today. Those of you that need a healing, may you receive your healing. Those of you that are doctors and those of you who are caring for the ill, may you be strengthened today with wisdom of the Lord and with the gifts to bring forth healing. But we know, Father God, you are our healer. We speak life over our nation. We declare that Jesus is Lord. We pray for the nations to know that Jesus is the way, the only way to the Father. Father, thank you for meeting with us, giving us a good night's rest. We give thanks and praise in Jesus' name as we commit this day into your hands. And everybody said,
Amen.
We heard that all over, all over the highways. Amen. And you might not be able to raise two hands to the Lord. I'm going to raise two hands to the Lord and give a shout of victory.
Amen.
That all men everywhere know that God is the only God and Jesus is the Messiah, Yeshua. Blessings to you. We're going to give those phone numbers out. Phone lines are open now.
Yes, they are. And that that phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. See, Dave was busy highlighting in his Bible, so I just went ahead to jump in there to give that number.
Yeah,